Beginning today, a disturbing ad campaign will begin nationwide.
It began with my big toe. That was my first amputation that I had.
Berger's disease, it's a vascular disease brought on by smoking.
My fingers started to go piece by piece.
In this ad, a woman displays stubs where some of her fingers were. A 31-year-old man prepares to put on his prosthetic legs. Another ad shows a woman with a gaping hole in her neck, parts of her face missing, getting ready for work with a wig, false teeth, and a scarf. Several states, including Massachusetts, California, and New York, have run anti-smoking campaigns featuring real-life people who've suffered from smoking. These new ads from the Centers for Disease Control are the first from the federal government. Danny McGoldrick is with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids in Washington, D.C. Danny, your reaction?
Well, this is a huge step for CDC and the federal government to take to try to reduce the number one preventable cause of death in this country. We lose 400,000 Americans or more every year to tobacco use. And this is a proven approach to reducing that horrible number.
Well, you say proven. Give us some backup on that. We have some stats here, but how do you feel that?
Well, every scientific body that studied it, the CDC, the National Cancer Institute, the Institute of Medicine, the Community Guide Preventive Services have all determined that mass media campaigns reduce smoking among both kids and adults. But further than that, they have concluded that this type of campaign, emotionally resonating campaigns that really depict real-life stories about the harms of tobacco use, have an impact on encouraging smokers to try to quit, especially when you then offer them help, but also discouraging kids from starting.
Well, the tips from former smokers campaign, this new federal campaign, mirrors the advertising campaign here in Massachusetts. Massachusetts health officials in the mid-90s had the same kind of really disturbing real-life people featured in ads. They say, Massachusetts officials say, it helped drive down the number of cigarettes sold in the state by about 45%, prevented an estimated 50,000 lung cancer deaths over the decade that followed. But we just also saw last week the report from the Surgeon General finding that this decline in smoking by young people has slowed a little bit. In other words, that, you know, they may be wearing off, and smokeless tobacco use has also stopped falling off. In other words, it seems to have plateaued a bit.
Well, you're pointing to the Massachusetts example is just perfectly apropos to all of those points. Massachusetts, in fact, invested money from its tobacco tax in a comprehensive tobacco prevention and cessation campaign that included this very, very strong media campaign that used stories about real people in Massachusetts, Pam Laffin and Rick Stoddard, who told the story that tobacco took, in Pam's case, on herself and her own health and on Rick's wife, and did have a dramatic impact on reducing smoking in Massachusetts compared to the rest of the country. But the slowdown and the decline that you just mentioned is, again, exemplified in Massachusetts, where the state decided to stop funding the campaign. Our states have cut 36% over $300 million from tobacco prevention campaigns over the last 4 years.
So you're saying when the campaigns ran, there was a fall off in use. When they stopped, there's not.
Right. The reason that our progress has slowed is because we're not doing the things that we know reduce tobacco use among kids and adults. The Surgeon General reported that this is still the leading preventable cause of death. The tobacco companies spend $10 billion a year promoting these products, $1 million an hour. And so we have to have a counter to that. But in the states, we have not been putting in place those evidence-based interventions that work. This is one of them, and so we applaud the CDC and the administration for putting this in place along with other efforts to reduce smoking among our kids and to help adult smokers quit.
I just want to underscore what you said, because, yes, the tobacco industry is spending $1 million an hour advertising smoking, as opposed to this $54 million 12-week campaign from the federal government. But do you worry about pushback? One last question. As you probably well know, tobacco makers had a win last week. They've sued the Food and Drug Administration to overturn rules that require them to put graphic warnings on their cigarette packages. And 2 weeks ago, a federal judge in Washington agreed with them, declared those rules unconstitutional. The government's now appealing that. Do you worry about pushback on this?
You can be sure that the tobacco companies will oppose it. They oppose all the things that reduce tobacco use in any way that they can. We're usually in these debates for the same reasons. We know these measures reduce tobacco use. They do as well. The only disagreement is whether this is a good thing or a bad thing.
Danny McGoldrick with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids in Washington, D.C. Danny, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.